Blog Talk Radio.
TIP and this motherfucker with me, niggas. To the mess with it. Rex.
I count 6 shots.
Bustin' out the bend though. A nigga jury real metal like a candle. Bleak. I went from rad to riches to a 50 with tips. I went from smart car to a bitch with some smart lips. And that if it need make my hip limp. I'm going fishing with these little bitty strip dips. And my bankroll kinda big dip. Woo. She gon' bring it on a big ship. Quite trail, no quick trip. I got dubs in the island, no tip, yeah. Woo. She ain't wanna have a good day. What? Smoke way more weed than the guy in LA. I want them birds the next May.
Damn.
Never let them fly away.
What?
I heard, hey, hey. This is what my nigga can say.
Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can't even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I packed an 11, I packed an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just set.
No, no, what they got?
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey.
Pants out the Gucci store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey, bro.
Hey. She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey. When it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
I what you think we in the neighborhood for? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back pocket full of stone. Put your money down like a book of hard folk. You playing with it, I'ma send them through your car, though. My wife let the shit sit, got Bravo. I'm doing it for black and yellow, free hard, oh. The head honcho, nigga, no tonto, nigga. I'm quick to put some bricks in a Bronco, nigga. Nigga, stop the shit while I don't respond at all, nigga. No murder, no dough, no combo. Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I packed an 11, I packed an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just set.
No, no, what the fuck, what they got?
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend.
Hey.
Pants out the Gucci store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey, bro.
Hey. She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey, when it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches. Hey.
What you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing in the trash like good blow. Nate baby, you slain that crack. Ride stolen car while he bang that act. If he ever took a law, better bring that back. Catch it with your bitch and he gon' blow your brain out there. Ay, no, you better be on your bed behavior when address me. Because by gun, we don't let him be. Nigga, disrespect me, I'ma catch a felony. For real, if you listen, I can get you paid. But not interested in shit you say. If it ain't about the money, nigga, don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it. Turn it.
I packed an 11, I packed an 11.
I boom, turn.
I ran in the gator, my shoes are just set.
Turn up, what the fuck, what they got?
I'm sound like the reverend, I shoot at the reverend. Out the Gucci store, they stuff with ladies.
Hey, bro.
Hey. She try make the answers, I tell on these bitches. Hey. When it's about time to pay, I'ma
on stove with a pocket full of dough. I be damn if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone, nigga.
They love me. the baddest bitch up in the club for me.
Facts.
And that's on me, but that's on me.
Better tryna stack these commas. Yellow bees and all, they ain't see this coming. This stack blue, no, you see these homies. Ball out winning, we gon' stack in the summer. All you ever wanted was a trap boy. I used to wanna be, did it like bad boy. Instead, I had glad bags and a dashboard. Hood niggas still tryna get a passport. Young nigga drippin' in water. You better watch where you walk. I know you heard some stories. I've been the man since Carter. Now you can snooze if you want it. I'll be in your dream, baby. That Glock on me, baby. I was selling rocks at 13, baby. My niggas on lock, I sent them some cheddar. I sent them some pictures, I sent them some letters. I'm stacking this cheddar, I'm back and I'm better. I'm slicker than leather. Red bottom stepping, I'm fly as a feather. Can get you whatever, anytime, whenever. They digging this shit, gotta buy a new shovel. I'm high in the sky, trying to find the weather. Snooze if you want, you gon' die if you test.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
These niggas be lying on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
All these diamonds on me.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Keep that out of on me.
Yeah, that's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Yo, I know what that drip mean. That drip mean it's on me. But give me a sec. I got to light up some of this stress relief. Thank you for that reprieve. I heard on Drip the Mic today is about to be beef. Yo, I can't wait to see, or should I say hear, what's about to add here from our two hosts. So before you leave, before you say peace, just check out the words from our host, Adam, and his rib, Eve. Now, when I say his rib, I don't mean the host and the host of this show, but we all know that once she was put on a go, Eve was the one who brought that beef. And so this is the proverbial show. Just to let y'all know that was the beginning of a beef, the drama that will always be between Adam and Eve. Tonight is no different. Tonight, they will leave their imprint. I'm talking about the host and the host of this show, y'all. We got Adam and Eve in the building. And they're about to do it live. Pick up the phone, dial 646-378-0355. Press that 1. Let's get it, y'all. Adam and Eve on Drip the Mic.
I got all these diamonds on me. That's on me, baby. No.
Bring it welcome. In. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the Adam and Eve Show. Call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. Presented to you by Drip the Mic, and I am your host, Adam, and my wonderful, beautiful co-host, Miss Eve. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I got all these diamonds on me.
I see. You shining. You shining.
No, I got all
so we're looking for another great night of the Adam and Eve Show. Presented to you by Drip the Mic. We got some subjects lined up for you all tonight. We got Eliza McClain, Gabby Petito, Haiti, and Kodak Black, a.k.a. Bill Capri.
Kodak Black. Where did you get these names from? Woo, 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 woo.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we want to start off with Eliza McClain. If anybody don't know about Eliza McClain, He was a 23-year-old black American massage therapist from Aurora, Colorado, who died after a violent police encounter. Three police officers confronted him after responding to a call by a civilian about an unknown person wearing a ski mask. I mean, it is cold in Colorado. Why wouldn't you have on a ski mask? Okay. The three officers who was involved, Nathan Woodyall, Jason Rosenblatt, and Rodney Wadima, all said that body camera was knocked off during the struggle, just like the police. McClain was forcibly held to the ground with his hands cuffed behind his back, after which paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Tunick administrated ketamine to McClain to sedate him. While on scene, McClain went into cardiac arrest. 3 days after arriving at the hospital, he was declared brain dead and was removed from life support. The autopsy was inconclusive, and the police officers met with the coroner before his announcement, and the police investigators was also present during the autopsy, which is weird on its own. After the Colorado lawmaker requests for a third-party investigation, Colorado Governor Jerry Polis announced his administrator would examine the case. 5 days later, photos was taken in October 2019, so officer posing inappropriately and reenacting the carded restraint used on McClain, taken at the site. He was detained, where discovered one officer resigned and three was fired. What is your feeling on this case, Ms. Eve?
Honestly, I'm so sick of these types of situations. When will it stop? I don't care if he had on a ski mask or not. Was he at when? Usually when people are doing something they don't have any business, when they see the police, they run.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't have anything going on. So he wasn't doing any of all of that. So I don't understand why would you keep using excessive force. The paramedics giving him injections of things to calm him down, that's with anybody. You don't know if they have heart problems, any kind of medical issues that could result in a death.
And in my thinking, the kid was scared.
Absolutely. I'm sure he was. He was out there by himself. I'm sure he was. And I just don't understand why the police officers, paramedics who are all involved just can make a quick decision and still not be held accountable for their actions because they are a paramedic or have a badge.
And posing on camera and demonstrating the chokehold they put on this boy.
And now I see where they have finally reached the settlement and the officers and the paramedics are going to be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did see where they did not disclose the settlement amount and will not disclose the settlement amount until the family reports on who will receive part of the settlement and how much they will receive. And now, even for the city, you still are paying a settlement because three officers did way more than they needed to do.
Mm-hmm. I think they did too much.
And I just don't understand, after all that has gone on continuously with police officers and black male, why are they not using more caution now more than ever? Why hasn't the police department have had training courses on how to deal with black males? Because obviously that's a big issue. It hasn't been a big issue for a long time.
You know what's so funny is I had a similar issue happen to me when I was in Raleigh. We was leaving work early, and me and the three guys, we just finished taking our plague license test. So we just walking home. Police rolled up on us talking about, this happened like a year ago, talking about there was some disturbance in the neighborhood. We like, dude, we just left work. How can we be disturbing somebody? So he asked all our names, boom, 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 boom. So he let us go. Then he comes back around. I'm like, that's harassment right there. We're not bothering nobody. We're just three black guys walking home. So when is it going to change?
That's a good question, Adam. That's a very good question. I feel like over the last couple of years, those types of incidents have they've gone down some. But in the midst of that, there were a whole lot of things that went into play. It was the riots. It was COVID-19, the officers quitting their departments for various different reasons, including those George Floyd was
murdered.
They need
murdered. To quit. All of them need to quit.
And they realized that they're going to be held accountable for this. So that's no longer their line of field work.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been going on for so long because they were not being held accountable.
No,
because whatever
not.
You do as a police officer, it's okay. You had good judgment. But when you have to be accountable for the things that you're doing, you don't want to be a part of that anymore.
Right. That's just like, in that case, what they use, kind of force they use on him, they should have used on Gabby Petito's boyfriend, right?
Well, this guy is really like Brian Laundrie. He is really like he is something else. He is like riding his bike trail from North Carolina to Florida, and you know, I've never seen this man go this long and has murdered somebody. And he riding around on the trail
If it was one of us, it was guns a-blazing. Ain't no talking, ain't none of that.
Oh, absolutely. In which we talked about that last week. It is the quote-unquote missing white woman syndrome. If it was a woman of color and a man of color, it wouldn't have been so important, first of all, because it would have been
mm-hmm.
a woman of color. And second of all, it would have been a little bit more important because we have to get this black man off the street.
Yeah, got to get him. He's nothing.
But he living his best life on the trail.
Right. His best life.
Somewhere on the trail. He's getting around from state to state on a bicycle. And has had mere casual sightings of himself or belongings left behind. Now, I did see
mm-hmm.
lately that the police found some remains of a body, but it has not been identified of him. And I really honestly don't think it's him because he seems to be quite smart. In order for
you
him to be on the loose this long...
He probably did that to throw him off. You know, he's very smart.
Yeah, I agree.
And intelligent, so. But the point is, they interviewed him already. That's when he should have got handcuffed, locked up, took him there until they
discovered
something.
And taken
him into
custody until otherwise. Yes, I agree with you.
Us, we might not even made it to the jail.
Oh, no, you would have made it there, and they would have let it be known that they had you in custody.
Yeah, until Father knows. They got NBA Young Boy in jail. For what? Because he got guns. Why he ain't supposed to have no guns? But it's okay for any other citizen to have guns.
Hey, but you know, and everything still goes back to color. Everything still goes back to color.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Everything. Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein. Same industry people, different race. Bill Cosby went to jail. Did Harvey Weinstein go to jail?
Right.
One minute Harvey was looking good, and the next minute he was going up in the courtroom in a walk with a walker. Come on, man.
And walked out there and walking, still free.
Absolutely. So everything goes back to race. But This guy Brian Landry, he is something because he's been evading the police for a while now. I'm starting to wonder, is this like, you know, like some excitement for them? Just let him go on for a little while, so when we finally do get him, even if we could have got him earlier, now it'll be a big thing that the police did. Oh, we got him. We got him.
No, they're not going to do that because it's him. And you got Dog the Bounty Hunter looking for him. Him and his crazy theological.
Well, I think he needs to sit his ass down and he's just doing it for publicity. Since nobody's checking
alone
for him. It hasn't been checking for him in a long time.
That's the dog.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be able to find any and everybody. But I guess because he don't work in Mexico, he can't find him. Because, you know, on all his shows, he was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the dog.
Treating those people like they was the scum under his shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. Well, that's
you know, he had a history of,
so what do you think about, what do you think about the dude that does Unsolved Mysteries stepping in and looking for him, too? And they still ain't fine. Come on.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I feel like with everybody that's been in, had their hands in this, this guy should have been fine. With all the technology they have, he should have been fine. If you think he on a trail and you already know he has a history that his family members, his sister say he's a nature boy, you know, that's his type of environment, why aren't you putting people on the trail?
That is true. That is
they
definitely
should not be
true.
Looking for him on the highway. They need to be looking for him on the trail.
Yes,
where people said they spotted him numerous times, or they thought he left a bicycle somewhere. It might be his bicycle. It might be his clothes. Or put people on the trail. It's like you're avoiding where he's really at, and you know he's possibly at. Just to let him go for a little while, so you can say we found him. We finally found him. We did a good job. That was one young boy. Outsmart all of these people.
Yes.
That's the real one.
That's definitely right.
So. Let's bring in and talk about Haiti and what is going on at the border. Adam?
I think that, you know, with Haiti, we have to really get into that because they let everybody come over here that's from Haiti get into it, get into the U.S. instead of, you know, the Haitians. Why?
Well, what really infuriates me, the footage that I saw of the Border Patrol on horses. I have never seen that before. With everybody that's been coming across the border for however long they've been coming across the border, that is the first time I ever seen disturbing footage like that. It made me think of a slavery movie.
And I really don't understand that because they let the Afghans come over here. They let the Mexicans come over here. But as soon as the Haitians get ready to come over here, it's a problem.
And I'm starting to see why some of this is happening. Like of the Koreans and the Chinese folks. They let them come over here and get business loans and do all of this and that because they have a lot of business one-on-one with China.
Mm-hmm.
So they got, I'm sure, laws put into place where because they have so much exchange and good services that we'll allow your folks to come on over here and we can put them on game. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. True.
But it has always been the African American who have lacked their own. The Haitians can't come over here and get a loan and a startup business and you throw us back money later on. Nobody can do that. But
that's,
the Korean, the Chinese, and the Afghanistan.
Great.
They won't even let the Mexicans do it. And they work their ass off.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And then they send them back, and then they was dying under harsh conditions. Nowhere to go, they're stranded. At least they put the Mexicans in camps and fed them, 3 meals a day, all of that. They didn't do nothing.
The same thing as slavery.
Exactly. It is.
While shipping the slaves back on the ship, while they had
mm-hmm.
them so tightly enclosed and they catching diseases, they throw them off the side of the ship.
Yeah.
And then they get tax money back because disposable goods. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then the crazy thing about it, for them to even get here, they have to go through the dangerous part of Colombia. I'm like, how did they even get all the way to Colombia, first off, and go through this strait, which they call the strait, the death, it's called the death strait or something, where nobody, it's the odds of making it through that strait is limited to none. You're going to get robbed, killed, raped, whatever. And then for them to make it over here, come on now, you got to let them in. You know?
I do, and then it also all stems back to the government and our leaders, because just past election, a lot of people thought that Joe Biden and a woman of color, Kamala Harris, was going to somehow come in here and do all of this stuff that we expected them to do, and they have not did shit. I have seen very little of Ms. Harris.
Yeah, that out. Oh, because she's that screwing up. That's what she's doing, nothing. Screwing
all
these
tucks and pearls and HBCUs.
Did you see what Howard University, Gucci Mane was supposed to perform there this weekend, but they're going to protest because of the living conditions. They got mold, rats, roaches, and everything in Howard University's dorms.
Oh, really?
So Gucci Mane is actually protesting with them. And I actually took a visit to Howard University. I had a book signing there where I was like, is this really Howard University? It doesn't look like somewhere Puff Daddy would have graduated school from.
Well, it probably wasn't at that time.
I mean, I'm like, it looks like the hood. For real.
And you know, I'm glad that Gucci Mane is doing that, because that is something that if you know about it and you went to that school, wouldn't you be concerned about it? And especially if you have a chance, you have a lot of bad to make a difference. You will bring attention and awareness to those type of things.
Definitely.
Youngsters want to go to a reputable college and they think that's a good thing, but while being there, you have to deal with these type of conditions.
Dude, I know I would have been like on a visit. I'd be like, nah, I'm not going here.
And it really makes
me
think, well, who is all behind this? Because you wouldn't want to think that a person that's running to this whole operation of color would be allowing these type of situations to be going on. So who is really in charge is the question.
Yeah, that's true. That falls back on the president and administrator. No.
So that is absolutely something that needs to be. I mean, there's a lot of things that have, you know, been hushed about different conditions that colleges and celebrities paying for their children to make grades that they're not making and pass courses that they're not passing.
Man, I can't pass no courses. I got a rat looking at me and a roach falling on me.
Absolutely. And the same thing with the living conditions at these prisons.
I know. I'm distracted. I'm distracted. I got to look at roaches and rats and mold and breathing this all in. Come on now.
And none of that's healthy. So when you have to get your adenoids taken out or your tonsils taken out due to you've been breathing mold in for 3 years while you've been trying to attend college. Now, who's going to pay for that?
Exactly. That is crazy. Yeah. That is exactly crazy.
And then it goes back to the same thing. Nobody wants to be held accountable for anything. Just let everybody do what they want to do.
Yeah, that's true. Might as well. Might as well.
Well, that's exactly what's going on.
I want to know about this Kodak.
Oh, man. Bill Capri. I can't even call him Kodak no more. I can't even call him Kodak. I got to call him by his government name. Okay. So, Kodak. Kodak is in the headlines for grabbing his mama on the ass and trying to kiss her in the mouth. On the dance floor.
Well, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys owners do it. Jerry and his son, so, I mean.
No.
Oh, you see that?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I saw
it. So is it okay for them, but not okay for him? I'm just saying.
No, it's okay for them. It's not okay for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if Jerry want to do that. But come on, we don't do that. Come on. We don't do that.
No, yeah, we don't.
Did you see the video?
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it.
Tell me what you thought about it.
Oh, man, I wouldn't do that to my mama. I'd be like, ooh.
And if you did, she'd probably slap you silly.
You got that right. Boy, what
she
you think?
She would slap you blind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not sure if his mother was didn't know how to handle the situation or what was actually going on, but all of it was inappropriate. He was inappropriate. She was inappropriate for brushing it off. Like, what are you doing? The whole video was inappropriate.
Definitely inappropriate. And, I mean, he was all
and
smiles.
And I don't even know how he could come back from that.
No, there's no coming back from that.
I don't even know how you could normalize that. Like, what are you doing? Just grab your mama on the ass.
Right.
Like she was not your mama. What are you doing? You had a kiss in the mouth? What are you doing? That kick was gross.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Was gross. So, yeah, I don't know what Kodak's doing, but I just know I don't think he can come back from that. I can't even listen to the music anymore. Like, Kodak, what you going through? Is something going on? he's been having issues ever since he got released. Bobby Shmurda, they said he's twerking. I didn't see that video. I have no idea.
You know, I really don't pay attention to these new age rappers anyway, because they're going to do what they want to do.
But now, Kodak has been around for a nice couple of years now.
Well, I don't listen to him no way, so I just can't get it. Just feel like it's hurting my ears.
But he had one or two songs I think I've listened to.
No. None.
Several times.
None.
But after that, absolutely not. I just can't get it. I don't even know what he was thinking about. I don't know what the people that were there was thinking about. I don't know what anybody was thinking about.
So, the NBA season has started. And the Lakers played the Warriors last night. And Russell Westbrook walked out of there in that. I just sent you the picture. You tell me about that. And what's Westbrook had on? I sent you today. I want you to look at this, Coho. What do you think about that?
I'm waiting. I haven't received anything yet.
Oh, you ain't got you. You can take that back to the 1970s. With the women with the bell bottoms and the crop top and the...
Okay. I haven't received it yet, but if it's... if you're describing what I think you're describing, I think...
Oh, it's too much.
Well, what should I say? Not enough.
Mm-mm-mm.
You need some more clothing.
Mm-mm-mm. You, girl, I don't know what's been going through his mind.
Oh, he's trying to keep up with the mayor of Chicago. What's her name?
Girl, he more than the mayor of Chicago
Lightfoot.
On that.
Lightfoot, yeah, that's I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. This
you
man
see,
got
I like...
on some scarf. He got on some polyester bell bottoms.
Ooh, polyester bell bottoms. Yellow crop top.
I know
top.
They got to be polyester. And a canary yellow crop top.
Low with the cut-off sleeves. Come on now.
And he got a wife.
I ain't got a whole wife. He ain't got a
he
half a wife. He got a whole
beard.
Wife.
That just must be his beard because no man is walking around like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Lord. I need to see his designer.
Use.
I need to see his designer.
I don't believe anybody to design that. That was something he picked up. He's been thrifting.
See,
it's a thrift shop.
That's the wrong thrift shop.
Yeah. Nobody designed that for him. You're not going to tell me somebody designed that for him. Because somebody should have told him. Don't do that.
Please don't.
And I feel like everybody can be free to have, express themselves.
That's any way they want to. But, I mean, he's just expressing himself too much.
You know, if it wasn't, the pants would have been fine, but it's the crop top and the scarf.
I mean, he had on a dress last month.
Oh, I didn't see that. See, I don't keep up with the NBA like that. But I feel like when you start going as far as to being extreme like that, it's something that you want to let somebody know. And it's not us regular people. It's the people he's surrounded with. It's something that you want them to know. It's something that you are a part of, and if you're not a part of it, you want to be a part of it.
I don't know what he want to be a part of.
So they go expressing themselves in wearing dresses and this type of bell-bottom behavior.
But see, I like to listen to that Kwame Brown situation, too. But we got a call on the line. I think.
Okay. So we got a caller 2830. You're on the air.
Hello.
Caller, are you there?
Can you hear me?
2830. Caller, you're on the air. No, I guess they're not there.
But I don't know. I like Kwame Brown's take. He was like, it's nowhere in hell that I would be wearing something like that. And you set an example for these boys growing up and these children growing up. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of example are you showing?
I agree with a lot of stuff that Kwame Brown says, and the fact that he keeps it 100.
Yeah.
And he was quiet until somebody woke him up. And when they woke him up, he had a lot of other things to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they fucked up at.
Yes.
You can't just poke at somebody and pick at them and thinking that they're not going to say anything. And then when they do say something, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That man was minding his business for how many other years he been minding his business. But I absolutely agree with that. And just like me and you were talking about, we were talking about the Superman issue.
Okay. So what do you think about Kyrie and his refusal to take the vaccine?
Who is it?
Kyrie Irving for the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, yeah, I agree with him totally. I feel like you should not be forced to do anything.
That's true.
What's wrong with him being tested every week? Why does he have to do that?
And why is it forced upon everybody? Okay, even though I'm vaccinated, but I think we all have a choice. That's what our forefathers put in the direct Declaration of Independence, the freedom of speech, the freedom of choice. You know, and for them to force it on him, okay, I know that's a job. That's the job that he has to do is play ball. But it goes back to when that lady told LeBron he should shut up and just dribble the ball.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? If Kyrie does not want to take the vaccine, he's not the only one that hasn't took the vaccine.
Absolutely. I think that... And I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because it goes into another great person. But I believe that you should not be forced to take anything. If it anything, get tested on a weekly basis, but you should not have to lose your job or anything of that nature behind not getting a vaccine, because the truth of the matter is that...
Mm-hmm.
When all of this first started, they were acting like this government, this vaccine was going to prevent you from catching the COVID. And then after the vaccine did not prevent you from catching the COVID, then they started saying that it will prevent you from dying. Now that people are still catching the COVID and dying when they have received the vaccine, what is it good for?
Mm-hmm.
Because all the people who have not still got the vaccine and did not die, do you think they're going to trust? That's like gambling with your life.
That's true.
And people do it every day.
I think we got two callers waiting in the queue.
Callers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. We have a caller. 3232, you're live on the air.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Well, yes, I am back listening again, and I have an opinion on this Kyrie Irving situation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that he shouldn't play if he don't get vaccinated. It's his choice to either get it or not get it, and he chooses not to get it. And so the NBA league has a rule, and if you don't follow the rules, just like any other job, if you don't follow the rules and you choose not to, then you have to stand by the consequences as well. Now,
okay.
Now my issue with that is if it was just a disease where it was self-contained and you couldn't spread it and he didn't want to get his vaccine, and he's, and
mm-hmm.
that's fine. But this disease can be spread. So it's not just himself that he has to be concerned about. What about his players?
But you know,
be a little considerate over the other people that are there. You know what I'm saying? And the CDC never said. They never said, and I want somebody to pull up that information, because they never said that you cannot get COVID with this vaccine. He never said that. That was,
okay.
That was something that was put out by other people of anti-vaxxers, but the CDC did not say that. And it said it would prevent you from being hospitalized. Now, true enough, these people that have been taking the vaccine, some have passed away. But we also have to look at the history of the health as well of these people that are dying. And I think the numbers are really fudged, because people that are dying from other stuff, some that's dying from COVID when it's not COVID. I'm like, it's a money game. They get more money. They get more funding for as many deaths as that they report. It's a money's game. It's always been a money's game. So if I go into the hospital and I die from a heart attack, but we in the middle of a pandemic, and I happen to have COVID, but I didn't die from COVID, they're going to say I died from COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. But as far as
and that's what I think.
I just think that he should not be able to, period. If not, if he wants to play, then get the vaccine. If you don't, if he feels, listen, I have a vaccine. I have the vaccine, and I don't, it's a personal choice that I made, because I have underlying conditions, and I have a young minor child that cannot get vaccinated, who can get exposed to it, and who can get sick. Now, that's my own personal choice. Then I have friends and family members who didn't get the vaccine, and that's their own personal choice, and I don't treat them no different. They don't treat me no different. You know, it's just a personal choice. But when it comes down to the job situation, when the boss got rules, either you follow them or you don't. And
okay,
you got
to bring on let's bring on the next caller and find out her take.
Okay.
Is she there?
Let's see. 2830 caller, are you on the air?
Hello, I'm here.
How are you?
How are you?
Hi, how are you all?
We're great. So what is your take?
The only thing I can say on the vaccine, now I have to go along with the other lady that was speaking. It took me a little while before I decided to, because I know from experience I took the flu shot. I got sick with that, so I was a little leery. So I asked around before I even did anything. My mom took it. My mom being in the medical field, and I was asking her. Well, of course, you know, mothers are going, they'll always look out for their children and they want the best. But her input and a lot of other people that have, you know, I mean, and this is just, you know, how they felt about it, that the vaccine was supposed to, it's not saying that you won't get it, but it's supposed to, should you get it, the symptoms should keep you or are supposed to keep you from going into the hospital. You, it's my understanding, you, if you get the symptoms, you won't have to be on a, you shouldn't have to be on a ventilator or go into the hospital. Now, I've known some people to get the vaccine and die, but they also had underlying conditions. So, you know, every situation is different. When I spoke to, even when I spoke to my health doctor about it, and, you know, what was her take on it, one in particular said, you know, she's just suggesting that her patients study and, you know, decide for themselves. I did not want to end up in the hospital on a ventilator. So, you know, I had to really weigh the pros and cons. And, you know, no, that's just for me. You know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. You know, I'm not saying that I may not get it, but, you know, I'd just rather be safe. Now, you know, I know people that haven't taken it, and, you know, that's their choice. I feel like everybody has a right to their choices, you know, whether anyone else agrees with it or not. But only speaking for me, I did, you know, just to be on the safe side. Now, there were, with the second shot, there were some side effects, and it was rough, but by the second day, by the end of the second day, I was all right. But I just wish it, to be honest, I just wish it would go away and
right,
to go back to normal. But it's, you know, that's not the case.
But,
so,
but you know, on
well, caller, I think, right.
Okay. Okay. Point is, I love everybody's explanation. But let me give y'all a little scenario. This is how they do things here in Atlanta. When you go to an event, if you go to an event, if you got your COVID card, you show it. They have rapid tests at the event that you can take to let you know if you got COVID or not before you even go into the event. So, with that being said, why does Kyrie have to have a shot when they've got all this in place? Rapid tests right there, if he has it or not, he can play or not. It's his personal decision. It's his body, what's going in there. It's his right. Because you got to understand, they got us back in 1950-something with the airman Tuskegee, where they made all of us sterile, all black men.
Yeah.
Come on, we cannot.
And if you want to go back and watch that, that is called the Miss Everest Boys with Lawrence Fishburne.
So we have a history of them experimenting on black men and the black race, period.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's just about race right now. I feel like it's a
It ain't got to be, but it don't have to be. But at the end of the day, if he chooses to feel like that, that's him. He has a voice. He has a choice. He don't have to just pick up the basketball and just dribble, because he did a lot for people that's not even in the USA. He fed 200,000 families in New York for Thanksgiving. He's did a lot of stuff. But why you want to use him as the fall guy? Because he's making $65 million a year? Okay. He don't have to work a day. He don't have to dribble the ball no more if he don't want to. To be honest, he could pay the hell with Brooklyn.
Yes, he absolutely could. And I just feel like, I don't care if you want to get the vaccine, if I want to get the vaccine, if you don't want to get the vaccine, if I don't want to get the vaccine, that's up to every individual. But even with or without the vaccine, you still have to use safety precautions, and everybody has a choice.
Because here, I can tell you, here in Virginia, a lot of the hospitals, the medical staff, they have made it to where, I read in the paper, it's been about, I'd say about a month or so ago, they made it to where they have to take the vaccine, or should have had it, I think, by the end of, I want to say the first part of next month, or either the end of this month, one or the other, or they could face possible termination. I mean, it's,
absolutely.
I'm thinking,
I saw that caller, and a lot of the hospitals have went short staff due to that.
Mhm. Yep. And I mean, these are the frontline people. Yeah.
Do y'all know, every morning I get up and go to work, and I go to this quick trip. It's 50 Mexicans in there with no mask.
Mm.
And I go ballistic. I go ballistic. Me and the security, you know, me and the sheriff, he's a police officer. I'm like, no mask, no mask, no mask, no mask. But they don't have to work. And that drives me nuts. Because, you know, the Mexicans are really not vaccinated.
Mm.
Not here. And they're in that quick trip, 50 deep, every morning before work starts. No mask. And I go ballistic. I don't care if I got a mask on or not. How is that going to protect me from 50 of them?
And with that being said, I want to take a moment out to give condolences to Colin Powell and his family. He just recently passed away from COVID complications.
Which he was super vaccinated. Because, you know, he's government.
And he was. And, but he also had underlying issues.
Cancer.
With his health.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've read about that.
For a while.
But did you know that they said that a vaccinated person at 70 years old is more likely to die from COVID than a child is that's not even vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Because I think as you age, it's a compromised immune.
Mm-hmm.
The immune system is different. And I don't think an older person
But I don't even
can
see
fight
why vaccine is a big problem. You know, when I went into the military, they gave me 6 shots. I asked them, well, damn, what is all these shots for? They say, you get these shots and that's it. I got 6 shots. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
In the arm. 3 on 1 and 3 on the other. And you didn't ask what they was for.
See,
you
in the military, then you have a chance to go into other countries and things of that nature. So those vaccines have been in place for years.
I swear, because they've been protecting
me. But, caller, I wanted to ask you, we also talked about Elijah McClain, Gabby Petito, and Kodak Black. Was there anything you would like to add about those subjects?
No, except for I did see the only one, the basketball player, the pitcher. I see a little feminine. There's a little feminine side there. That's all I can say on that one. That's, you know, I mean.
And I'm all for freedom of expression, but sometimes you can just go too far.
That's too free.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just.
Well, thank you, caller.
I mean, you know, people have
in.
No problem. No problem.
Oh, continue your sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say that people, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, they have a right to their choice, but that's,
that's
really
like
our
personal assistant right here.
It is. Hello.
Y'all, this is my personal assistant.
Nice to meet you all.
And thank you for calling in.
Not a problem. I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying
it. Thank you. Well, we'll get to the next caller. Let's see who we got on the line. 6637. Caller, you on the air.
Hi, you guys. It's Flanders.
Oh,
that's beautiful right there. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey,
I
got this.
I just came on the seat.
Come on, let me get that. I got this right here.
I came on the seat, but I do want to say something about the COVID vaccine. my thoughts on it is it's not new. Of course, we all know that. And I want to say my thought process is why fix something that's not broken? You get what I'm saying? Like, they're making it or trying to force this vaccine on different people that, I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, it's like cancer, okay? Everybody does not have, even though we have, like, cancer cells, everybody has, you know, cancer cells or DNA and all that. But to just say someone has, like, a strictly cancer diagnosis, no. So it's like, why are we getting something? That's just like taking cold medicine and you don't have a cold. Taking headache medicine and you don't have a headache. You get what I'm saying? So I don't really agree with taking a vaccine, especially if you're not comfortable with it. I just don't. I mean, I think everything literally not, you know, needs to be a freedom of choice. I mean, that's what they say, but, I mean, we know that's not what it is. So, yeah, I don't agree with having to mandatorily take the vaccine or it being forced on me in order to keep this position or whatever. But, I mean, that's pretty much what the world is coming to. You're going to have to, you know, go by society's rules or you get striked out. So, and that right. goes a little bit deeper, but.
and you know what else too, Ms. Philandis?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. They give us the shot. Then they want us to keep taking more shots.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well,
dude,
that's all to cause other things within the body as well. Just like, I believe I'm not sure which one of you said it, but it's just like with the, I forgot what the person said, but it's just like taking, I forgot what's it called, and you just really increasing the severity of it, pretty much.
That's it.
You get what I'm saying?
You already have an underlying condition.
Yeah,
and
like
then you stress it out with a vaccine.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Exactly. So I don't agree with it. And see, my son had cancer, so, and at one point he needed, they say he had pneumonia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for a person with cancer, you say he has pneumonia. Why would you say, he needs to take the flu shot? You get what I'm saying? Like, why, if he has pneumonia,
right.
why does he need to take the flu shot?
He already
flu shot
has
is known
enough
to make
going
a person
on.
Sicker. Exactly. So it made no sense. And so I've seen a lot, you know, experienced a lot, and, you know, even before I even experienced it, I just always been a thinker up on my toes, and I don't agree with a lot of stuff of this world. In the scene, but I mean, you know.
Well, I would have to agree with you, caller. I think everybody should have their own choice.
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's stated in the Declaration of Independence, freedom of speech, freedom of choice. I see all of what our forefathers put in front of us is getting destroyed as we speak. By these liberals or people who want to change the world to be one world order.
Exactly. And everything has to come to pass. Like, everything happens for a reason. It has to come to pass. You know, because we have to remember the overall picture of everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is not meant to be our permanent home to begin with, even though at one point it was. So, so it's like we can only keep adjusting and try to not just talk about it, but actually, you know, why is it so that the blacks, we don't have our own resources and, like, really, you know, different things of this nature, or, like, what is really preventing us of coming together and having our own government? You get what I'm saying? Like, why are we just, like, with all these killings that's going on, every time you look around, I'm like, it's a repeated cycle. Why are we constantly staying in this repeated cycle of, you know, a black person killed by the police or whatever, why we just don't form our own stuff?
I think the answer to that, caller, is because everybody wants to be their own entity, but they're still mixing and mingling with the wrong people. So you can never break away from that.
I got a question for the caller. Miss Philandis.
Okay.
Maybe I can ask you a question, maybe I can't.
Okay.
Since 2010, the world has changed at an unquestionable rate. Everything changes like night and day.
Right.
And so for us, we're still stuck in times where slavery whooped our ass.
Right.
So we have these set of black people. We have these set of black people. We have these set of black people. Now, we all want to come together and be one, but at the same time, we're each pulling each other back because we're all trying to get to the same spot. But we're not thinking about. Okay, maybe if I grab some and we can make it. But instead, we're just like, no, we don't want to grab nobody. We want this on our own.
That's so true. People be behind the scenes trying to tear you down, trying to ruin your name, ruin your character. I literally recently experienced that, so I agree with that 100%. People, you know, trying to start unnecessary drama, all that, just because they don't want to see the next person up and doing good or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, you just completely forgot about me. No, it's not that I forgot about you, but I'm handling life myself. But at the same time, have you come around me? Have you spoken to me? Have you done this or done that to even be there, not only for me, but for yourself? Like, you have to, you know.
Engage.
You have to engage on a positive note, not a negative. Like you're trying to get somebody blacklisted or something.
And you know, that's what we go through as black people. Because we got, like I said, we got this set. We're all trying to get to the same spot. But we got each one pulling each other because that one person, everybody wants that spot, but it's always that one person thinking about the set. Well, I'm going to get there however I can get there.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that all goes back to historical times. That goes back to slaves and slave chickens when your sister or brother outpicked cotton in you and it got weighed, then they got beat and you didn't. It goes back from those times and it's trickled down over the years.
Right.
So, caller, I want to ask you, we also talked about Elijah McClain, Gabby Petito, and Kodak Black. Did you have any opinions on those topics?
I have nothing on those topics.
Okay, well, it was nice hearing from you, caller. Thank you so much for calling me.
I think I came in late on that one anyway.
You good?
Oh, that's okay. Well, thank you for joining in, and if you'd like to go back, you can watch the show on Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely will.
Thank you. Okay, we got another caller.
Oh, no, but he bought cigarettes. So I got $2 off for him and then $1 off for you, so I have $3 to get the Lime Marina. Yeah. I was like, damn it, no. So I get my hair done tomorrow.
6637, caller, you on air. Six six three seven, caller, you're on air. 3232. Caller, you're on air. Okay, so right now we're going to take a brief intermission, and we'll be right back to you.
I know. You ain't that nigga you say you is.
How you know though?
Just know that I know. Them streets, they fuck with me strong. And them bitches gon' forge it because money long. You know that I know. Well, you know that I know what I know.
You a fuck nigga and it ain't a secret. I'm so official, they can referee it. Black gun, white work, I got jumper fever. 28 on the scale, all my talk is deeper. Show me. Get money, break bread, y'all. Thanksgiving, everybody eating. I put work in the hood, let my homies grind. I do what I do to see my niggas shit. I know what I know, and man, that's all I know. I take 63 grams and try to make a four. That's a couple ounces if I get it right. Wanna see my homies rich, cause nigga, this a lie. I know.
Ain't that nigga you say you is.
You know
just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they fuck with me strong. And them bitches gon' forge it because money long. You know that I know. Well, you know that I know.
Thank you.
If you got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no room for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah. I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Even learn me or I'm a lesson.
We're back, presented to you by Drip the Mic, the Adam and Eve show. Tonight we have Eliza McClain, Gabby Patillo, Haiti, and Kodak Black. And we're back. Looks like we got a caller, 6637. You're live on the air.
Why don't you come feed me for one? Come and feed me for one. You don't ever come to me.
Okay. Okay.
You don't ever come to me.
I was in here rocking out off this purse. Damn it.
You know how we do. You know how we do.
I know how we do. I want to see if we got any callers on the air, 6637. Are you there? 6637 is not there.
Okay.
But 3232 is caller.
Oh, I didn't know that I was my hand was raised, my bad.
You family, boo. You family.
I was listening to Adam over there sing that song. I was just wondering who he's singing to.
I don't need to disclose all that. I'm just singing the song.
That was real random. Like, that just came out of nowhere. Like, what's going on?
let me enjoy my outfit.
Get him. Get him.
All right, now I can go
What did you say? You don't never come and see me for one.
I mess with y'all.
Y'all go ahead and have y'all show. I'm trying to cook my food. I'm gonna keep on listening, okay?
But we want some.
Oh, y'all want some? I'm gonna send y'all some.
You already know I'm Mr. Hungry over here all time.
I ain't gonna be like some other folks that I ain't gonna mention.
Don't start with me tonight.
What you cooking tonight, Paula?
I'm making some chicken parm and some fettuccine.
Whoa, we want that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it ain't no steak and lobster, but you know.
Oh my! Oh wait a minute! Oh, I wasn't even ready for that.
Hey, did y'all know that my anniversary for Drift the Mic was today?
Oh, happy anniversary!
Had to come in on that one. Yo, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to the Authors Lounge show.
It showed up on my timeline this morning. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, wow. And
congratulations to the caller, that don't look good.
Stop that about that food shit, all right? Stop that. That don't look good at all. Cut that food shit out right now. Mm-hmm. I heard that
I'm gonna
shit.
Have to go back and look at the picture.
No, you don't. Just leave it alone. Just let it be.
The picture in the chat tells it all. Okay.
It looks real good too.
Yeah, just let it be. Caller, cut it out. Stop it. That don't look good. we gonna cut that out.
All right. I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm gonna just sit over here and. Poke a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I think that, you know what? That's what we're going to do. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say that.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Damn, she eating now. The food already
Look,
done?
Do we have to talk about your co-host? do we have to talk about your co-host and his eating habit?
I got an eating habit, too. I like food. All day long I think about food.
Yeah, I think about food right about now.
So tell us what you think about Elijah McClain, Gabby Petito, Kodak Black, and hey, you have anything you would like to incorporate on those issues?
I think they need to let these Haitian people over here. They let everybody else over here. That's all I got to say about that situation. As far as these this dressing, I don't know what's going on. It's like the times is just different. Like back in the day, you couldn't catch a brother putting on half the stuff that they wearing today. It's like I don't know. I mean, you know, freedom of expression, if that's how you feel, cool. You know, I don't really have an opinion on that either. Like, it is what it is. And, you know, if they want to walk around wearing that type of stuff, they comfortable, hey, go for it. You know, what they eat don't make me shit, so, you know, I don't care. let's see, what else? The guy that was a murderer, oh, I agree with Adam when he said, I think they prolonged it just to make him look good. Like, they always knew where this fool was at. Now they make it seem like they did a good job and they found him.
I don't really give a fuck too much about that Petito shit myself. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, tell me about the sister who was found, whose body was found in the police van, in a police parking lot. And don't nobody know what happened to her. You know what I'm saying? Tell me about that sister. You know what I mean? Like, as far as Gabby Petito, fuck that shit. People come up missing every day. People get killed every day. You know what I'm saying? Our black sisters and our, you know what I'm saying, are coming up missing by the record numbers. And you know what I'm saying? And they know no news and no shit being put on that. So until they can tell, until they can tell me about that shit, I don't give a fuck about the Gabby Petito shit. Like real, like that's just you know straight up and plain up and down. Until they can tell me some shit about our sisters and our brothers that's coming up missing, kidnapped and found in you know weird ass situations and shit later on. Talk to me about that. You know what I'm saying? When they could tell us about that shit, then I might pretend I'm interested in what happened to Gabby Petito and that dude. And like I think Hezzy said, I mean Adam said it earlier. As far as you know, had that you know when they first questioned that dude, had that been a brother, it wouldn't even been no. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't even been. They wouldn't wait till they found nobody and all that shit. They are right. Prosecuting people without even knowing if the bodies is missing. I mean, exactly. Is dead or not. You know what I'm saying? Right. Nowadays. So, so you know, like, as far as that's concerned, that's my opinion on that. You know what I mean? He came back without his fiance. I'm not leaving hell without my wife. You see what I'm saying? If all of a sudden I got a pass, like, okay, you know what? We made a mistake. We put his name in the wrong book. He wasn't supposed to go to hell. He was supposed to go to heaven. And, like, I'm saying? They open the doors and shit. I'm not leaving without my wife or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now she'll leave without me, but that's a whole nother subject. But I'm not leaving without my wife. So when the nigga first came back,
Why do you always do that?
Baby, Gabby Petito. Listen. We have to give attention to Gabby Petito. Look, and they even got a nickname for her. Their name is Gabby. Her name is, ain't it Gabrielle or some shit like that? They're Gabby. All of a sudden, it's Gabby. You know what I'm saying? Where's Isha? Where's that person? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get the nicknames and all that shit. They trying to make her, like, you know, make her feel all, like, warm and you know, all that shit. No, fuck that shit. I ain't falling for that shit. Hey, love.
You try to be slick.
Hey, love.
Your voice in your head again. I'm sorry, love, but you try to be slick.
Leave my voice people alone. They don't bother nobody. I told you that last night. Leave my voice people alone. They've been riding with me all this time. They don't fuck with you. You don't fuck with
them.
Need to stop. We are talking about something very important here. What's the white girl name?
Really? I'm down. Bye.
Gabrielle.
Oh, yeah. Her, yeah. See,
Karen.
Super important.
You remember Karen.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, she would have been calling the police on us. Oh, I don't mean to be, you know, heartless, but she would have been calling the police on one of us in a few years anyway, so.
That's it. Ain't nobody fooling with her after this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But she's up. That nobody will definitely be fooling her because she's deceased now, isn't she?
Yeah. No, she did. They found her. And like there was this big, like.
That was a type of love sex and he just choked her out. That's
nationwide. Yeah, basically. Yeah. And that's when he came out and reported.
That really happened to.
I know women like to get choked, but I'm not doing the choking. But
I know somebody that actually happened to.
Right, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying about
together. They was having an affair.
Wow.
And was in a motel.
Wow.
They was a little older. Yeah. And the dude left the motel.
I know women like to get choked, but I'm not doing the choking because you're not going to be blaming me for choking. No, ma'am. It ain't that good.
I dealt with a situation. I did time with a guy that they called Super Mario. I'm going to make this story real quick, and then I get out the way. Like they called the dude Super Mario. So here's what happened. The dude was like, a crack addict, and He got clean, went into a program, got clean. I guess you want to say for about, 6 months to a year, I guess he was living sober, got his life back, kind of together. I want to say she was either a counselor or a nurse, but they end up know, she helped him through his recovery, basically. And they ended up starting a relationship or whatever. And he ended up, like, moving in with her, and they, now they doing their thing, whatever. But he slipped, and he ended up relapsing or whatever. And he took her car, and he was gone for a certain amount of time. Like, he was gone for a long-ass time. Her grown kids, which lived in a different state, had called, and this happened in Oakland. The kids lived in a different state. They talked to their mother every so often or whatever. So after a while, they hadn't talked to her or whatever. And they had to please go do a welfare check on the home. Now, since then, this guy's gotten pulled over, gotten tickets and all the shit, and let go. Once they did the welfare check, this is the reason they call him Super Mario, because he had, in jail, this is you know how it is, Ezzy. When you locked up niggas, they ain't got nothing else to do, so they come up with dumbass names or whatever.
No, tell us what it's like. What is it like? Tell us what it's like.
That's what they do. They're coming up with, like based on your crime, especially if it's some dumbass shit, but based on your crime, that's one of the ways that they are referred to you in circles, you know what I'm saying, in certain circles in jail, whatever. And they referred to him as Super Mario because he had killed her with a hammer, bust upside the head with a hammer or whatever, and, like, left her in the bed or whatever. So basically, took money and went in, like, to get high and all that shit. And, again, he had been pulled over by the police since then. They let him go with a ticket. Like, the car wasn't reported stolen because she's dead, but they didn't know until they went and done the welfare check on her, or whatever the case may be. And so not until, like, they end up, like, raiding a crack house or something, they end up getting him later. That's how he ended up getting locked up later on. But all this time, she invested in this dude or whatever, and then he betrays her and kills her and just to get high, whatever the case may be. So, and this is a story that nobody has ever heard, not even people that live in Oakland. I was just locked up with the guy, and it did make the newspaper, the Oakland newspaper, but that's about it. But it, now, had that been what's that shit that all the white people are getting on now that they call it an epidemic?
Methadone.
Methadone, all that shit. All that shit or whatever. Epidemic, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, had that been that, then, yeah, it would have been all over the news. It would have been all talked about. It would have been all, but it only happened in Oakland. And the only reason I knew is because I'm locked up with the guy. You know what I'm saying? And so, and it was happening in, like, 2006, 2005 or some shit like that. So
that's all unnecessary to say about the crack epidemic and an opioid epidemic.
Right. But see, they're not going to put epidemic behind crack. They're not going to put epidemic behind the word crack because
that
makes it a sickness. See, opioid epidemic is a sickness. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and because it's affecting white people. So it's a sickness. So they got to put epidemic behind it. Crack is,
to kill us all.
Yeah, they're not going to put anything. They're not going to put, like, the word epidemic behind that. You'll hear it in movies. You'll hear it said here and there, mm-hmm. but they're not going to label it like a state of emergency like they're doing with this opioid crisis.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a crisis.
It was the epidemic when they put it on the street.
It sure was. Absolutely.
But it's the same thing.
Can I give y'all a little history?
Crack came through and fucked shit up. Crack came through and fucked some shit
but
up.
I'm a history geek. Can I give y'all a little history?
Yeah.
Because I'm a history geek. I'm gonna let y'all a little bit in my mind. Okay. Cocaine and crack came in when the U.S. was trying to fund the Iran-Contra affair.
That's right.
And when they were trying to extort drugs through Nicaragua because they wanted Manuel Noriega. And this off the top of my head, I remember this shit. They wanted Manuel Noriega to push the drugs in the U.S. so we could fund the war because they were trying to take mm-hmm. over Colombia, and Cuba, where it backfired.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now you got the Vietnam War. What was the number one crop in Vietnam? That all the soldiers came by hooking on heroin. Frank Lucas made millions.
Opioids.
Every war that America is in, it's a drug involved. Afghanistan, you know what that number one drug is? The poppy seed. Do you know the president?
But let me ask you this, Al.
Hold on. Let me finish. The president of Afghanistan that the U.S. appointed, his half-brother was the drug lord of Afghanistan. At that time, because they appointed him as the president of Afghanistan, what was the number one drug in America? Was it heroin or not?
It always has been, to be honest.
Because the U.S. never invades a country where there's no natural resources or there's no drugs involved. It's all about money. Afghanistan got the poppy. The poppy is the number one drug in America. It's heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a heroin outbreak. You got opioids. Everything that's in America now. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Cocaine is still here. That's not going nowhere. But
yeah.
For the upper class, they want that heroin. Why do you think so many people die? Fentanyl, heroin, fentanyl. We're gonna mix it all together. We can kill the black people off faster than ever.
No, because I cannot tell you one black person of color or a person of color who has overdosed off smoking crack. Not ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so here's the thing, like,
we've been trusting the government. Why are we going to start trusting them?
Yeah, well, they're going after the companies. They're going after the companies that's prescribing these medicines with these.
You know,
went after the main manufacturer of OxyContin. They just went after their main manufacturer. And they even, now, I don't know how the fuck they're going to put somebody in jail, but they actually charged the main manufacturer as a criminal. I don't know. Again, I don't know how they did that. Nobody goes to jail. They just get an extra high fine.
I think they did that is because a drug controlled by the CDC, they have to know often and doctors are prescribing it. And every time they write a prescription for that, a message already gets sent back to the CDC to say that you're over-prescribing a patient for that. So they get flagged with that.
I get the criminal charges, but who's going to jail?
Nobody.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, and again, if you look at it versus the war on crack, if you look at the so-called war on the opioid crisis, though, you know, it's more of an empathetic approach. It's more of and I'm not trying to like belittle people that are going through these addiction problems, you know, like, you know, I pray to God that they do get up and they do get better. I'm not trying to belittle that. I'm just showing the contrast in how this is looked. Oh, we feel so sorry for these people. Oh, you bad company. You put these drugs in these people's face and they took them. But when they fucking, for example, in Oakland, when they put all these fucking drugs in Oakland, when they infiltrated the Black Panthers and spread all these drugs through the Oakland streets or whatever, that shit, there wasn't no sympathetic motherfucking ear. You know what we got? We got tanks. We got motherfucking,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We got tanks coming through the hood. We got motherfucking ex-football teams ex-college football players turned into a task force running up in our houses and shit. You know, the motherfuckers that's in shape enough and fast enough to chase us and catch us in the street and all that shit. We got that type shit. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get no, okay, these people are sick. These people are, the word epidemic or crisis or anything like that was not put behind it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it was the war on drugs when it came to crack.
Because they flooded it. They flooded the streets with it. And then somebody else flooded y'all's streets with something. Now it's different because it's y'all's kids.
Right, right.
It's not only adults anymore, but it's y'all's teenage kids doing this shit. Overdose.
Right.
Now it's an epidemic. Let's find a way to put some things in place before we have to incarcerate you. Like we've been incarcerated. Yeah. All everybody else since then, because initially these laws were put into place
So they come kids and they wives, every time they on TV, they full of that shit. You could tell, like, God damn, they look like they need a hit. Every time one of the Trump kids
these
or their wives on TV, they be
laws,
looking doped up than a motherfucker.
Laws were put into place for us. But when you start to put laws into place, you can't put discrimination of any color into it. So when they start to gather more people than they gather our people, it's a problem.
Yeah, right. And again, and
that
it was the plan wasn't for it to go that way. You know what I'm saying? You understand it. The epidemic shit is a contingency plan. The plan was for it to fuck us up. You know what I'm saying? The Operation Epidemic or whatever they want to call that shit, Generation Z or whatever the fuck they want to do with it, call it. That shit was
the
not meant for it. Like
the back off of are the same people that's going through this big issue. No, this is y'all spoke shit.
Right, right. So that y'all stronger and mentally and all that bullshit y'all supposed to have over us, that y'all, all that Jim Crow shit that y'all believed back in the day that y'all thought y'all had over this, the shit is fucking them up on a much quicker, faster, higher, and when they look fucked up, they look like walking dead fucked up. You know, don't get me wrong.
And
like, everybody, when they kill up, they look fucked up. Well,
if our people stuck together the same way they've been pulling us apart, we would be on top of the world. Because we already
defunct. So listen, we would be like we got some bad motherfuckers in our ranks. You know what I mean? And
we do. And that's why all of the NFL black athletes. I'm not saying there's no white good athletes. NFL black athletes. NBA black athletes.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're trying to get there. We're coming around. I don't care what your opinion is of LeBron James, good or bad. What this man is doing off the court to empower the next generation, that's the shit that they don't want to happen. I mean, come on now, this nigga built a school. Everything is paid for. Everything is already paid for. Even if you are a parent, you could take classes there for free.
So the next question in your mind is, how long is it going to take for them to try to scrape up something about him?
Yeah, and all you got to do is graduate and your college is paid for. Come on now. All you got to do is graduate and you're going to college. That's the guarantee right there.
That's
and
it.
Things like that. No, not all of us do have money to do that shit. I do understand it takes a lot of money. And he didn't do it with all his money. Believe me, he has investors and things like that as well. But thinking like that is the only thing that we can do. I think when y'all touched on that earlier.
But I would like to say that the more you mingle with people on that level or on a little bit higher level, you start to meet more people like that. And you can get in positions. Everything doesn't have to be on that level of looking strong. But anything you can do to give back. And he did that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What is going on here?
Yeah, I know somebody, I think somebody, somebody needs to mute their phone. I need to mute their phone because they got a lot of background noise.
And so, yeah. So that was awesome, Carla. What do you have to speak on as far as the Kodak Black situation? What is this nigga doing?
Man, listen. We're just talking about drugs. We're just talking about the drugs. Yeah. See, doing all that shit that they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they on everything now. You know what I'm saying? They want to pop this and drink that and sip this. And,
he was on the dance floor. With his mother.
He tried to get fresh with his mama on the dance floor. I couldn't even watch the shit because I don't want to see no.
I'm gonna tell
like
you what
that,
he did. I'm gonna tell you what he did. Bill Capri. That's his name, Kodak Black, a.k.a. He was on the dance floor with his mother, and he was grabbing her on the ass and trying to kiss her in the mouth.
What?
That was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that is fucking, yeah. That's
that is
mother.
Fucking disgusting.
His mother.
I was trying to figure out when the fuck she was going to smack him in his goddamn face.
I was going to ask, what was her reaction?
She was, I don't know, I didn't know exactly what she, I don't know the relationship, so I couldn't figure it out. Like,
see, they want to be on Molly, mixed with syrup.
She didn't know if he's, if it was okay for it to be recorded or this is inappropriate, period, and I don't know how to smack your goddamn face. She should have smacked his face. I don't know what he thought he was doing.
Or maybe you might have just said it all in that one sentence. Maybe the camera was on. Maybe that's why she didn't, you know what I'm saying? It might have been a, you know what I mean? I hate to say it, but...
Was she shocked
or not in front of the camera? Like it sounds to me like it was a not in front of the camera reaction.
Nah, you.
Okay. All right. I thought I was being cynical.
Who's shooting a gun?
Nah.
Original Lamarita. It was inappropriate.
It was definitely inappropriate. Oh, he would have got checked right then and there.
Did you see the video caller?
No, I did not. I don't even want to see that.
But he was looking dead.
When I looked at it, I was like, you know, sometimes, you know, look. Posts and stuff be going overboard. When you look at it, I was like,
no,
he's not.
That ain't no, that ain't no.
I'm a cynical thinking nigga, and it don't sound like that's the first time to me.
That's right.
When we talked about this, that's exactly what I told her. This hasn't been the first time.
Right. That's why I said the whole reaction, the way that she described the reaction sound like she was saying, nigga, not in front of the camera. People looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what that sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't sound like, motherfucker, what you doing? Like,
right.
You know, I mean, my mom, like
you
I wouldn't even live to see my mama's reaction.
And then I've been hearing this thing about people from Florida. Like, they just be acting like people from Florida don't give zero fucks about anything. And I was like, Kodak's from Florida. Ain't that they from Florida?
Whoa.
What is this thing with Florida people? They got this bad name for themselves. I don't know. What is it?
Florida, see,
but I hear a whole lot of, I hear a whole lot of, like, taboo. I hear a whole lot of taboo in the industry, period, too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard it be some weird shit. Like I was watching an interview with 50 and he talking about he was going off on Puff, talking about this nigga gonna call me and invite me shopping, ask me if he could take me shopping. Like, nigga, what type of shit is that? You know what I'm saying?
Because motherfucking you know, 50.
Go ahead.
Oh, 50, he wanted you to take me shopping?
Yeah, he was like, the nigga was like, yeah, I'm going to take you shopping. And he was like, wait, what the fuck you mean you're going to take me shopping, nigga?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I did see that. That was from years ago. And I'm sure that's the same.
Yeah, that's that industry shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I heard it be some real shit that we don't even get a chance to get a wind of. That be going on in that industry shit. So I don't
well,
know.
I would be kind of saying, what the hell, even if it was so, what in the world did he going to do with 50? What, even finna blow his back out?
Well, put it this way. Yeah, but that nigga ain't going to run up on 50 trying to, you know what I'm saying? If he is trying to do something, he's going to finesse it.
Oh,
he ain't
okay.
He ain't going to take it.
Okay,
you know
look, he said that shit after Vivica Fox. Said that shit and they was posting all the memes about him.
I forgot about that Vivica Fox shit. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
That's cool. Adam, what you laughing at?
I'm always
I'm always laughing.
Nah, that nigga over there eating. That nigga over there eating.
Yeah, he eating.
That nigga eating.
He say don't nobody know. He say don't nobody know what he's eating.
Y'all, hey, y'all ain't got to call me out like that. I be trying to say the background.
You ain't going to know what I'm talking
about. I'm trying to stay in the background.
Please, I don't even please. Know where all that food be going. They don't get that.
I ain't going to tell y'all where it be going.
No, y'all terrible.
Y'all ain't right. I don't need to tell y'all where it be going.
That shit look like Pinocchio's nose.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
I'm done. That motherfucker
lying
and
lying
and
lying. Pinocchio's nose. That's a long ass nose, though. Nah, let me be hey.
Let me.
Yeah. I'm gonna be hey. I'm gonna be good tonight. I've been good for two nights in a row.
Ain't no two nights in a row.
Nigga, mm-hmm. You were restrained. You wasn't being good. That's the difference.
Oh, Lord. I'm all right. Y'all know where the food go. Y'all know where the food
started.
Go.
Don't you give me something.
Oh, no, I got something else I want to talk about.
Oh, what's
I
want
to talk about Jussie Smollett.
Well, we got 3 minutes for Jussie Smollett.
Jussie is getting ready to go to trial.
Jussie
Smollett. And then we'll continue it.
Jussie who? Smollett.
Smollett.
Jussie Smollett. Okay, to compare with
Suave. Let's go Suave.
You know, I seen that shit. That
he
shit
got beat
so
up
funny.
By two big Haitian dudes in a corner.
That he hired.
Let me be a.
And he thought his ass
big,
wasn't going to go to court.
Two big Haitian dudes. If I seen two big Haitian dudes in a corner, I'm out. Holla.
Yeah, he
liked it.
Y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to Drip the Mic, the Adam and Eve show.
Yes.
Thank
What's
you for
number?
Calling in and talking to us. Call in. It's just 463-780-355.
Oh, no. You screwed the number up. That's okay. You got it.
What at? 646.
Yeah,
646-378-0355. Oh, wow. That's right. We'll be back next week.
Let me slow it down for y'all. 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. I'm Adam, and your co-host is Eve. Still Miss Beautiful Eve at that. And presented to you by Drifter Mike. I got this, girl. Since y'all don't know where my food goes. Since y'all don't know where my food goes.
What's happening, baby? Let the little old fly tell you what's going on with him, man. My hands been getting me in a lot of trouble lately, so fingerprints on every inch of your damn frame. With this one finger I can make you get off the chain.
that lick, give me my hands, they get their own brain. They wanna touch you, they wanna rub you, they wanna feel your frame. Run my hands through your head and go against your grain. Let me massage you, baby, and help you ease your pain. You wanna get comfortable, take your shorts off, I can help you change. Wanna take my hands off you, but I can't, they just gon' call your name. If I can't squeeze and I can't hold you, it don't feel the same. It ain't my fault, baby, my hands the one to blame.
They just wanna touch, they just wanna feel.
Can you please face the wall, you about to get stripped such. My hands talking to me, they won't know what's under your skirt. Let me be the one they do the hunters, help you with your shirt. My hands don't like to be unemployed, they like to work. I've been told my hands are little manners, they like to flirt. God knows women are sexy thing he put on this earth. My hands craving your little sweet body, it's getting worse. I wanna thank you and your body for helping me write this verse. My hands will never leave your body, baby, they so loyal. Do me a favor, look on the dress and grab